let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Author Adriana Furnetz has dedicated most of her life to teaching kids good values that will allow them to grow into good and morally upright people. In her book, Gloria's Dream, kids learn the importance of selflessness and generosity, love, hope, compassion, and other important values. Adriana has a degree in pedagogical sciences and a master's in bilingual education from Southern Methodist University in Dallas. She's taught elementary school for 23 years, currently teaching second grade. The author of Gloria's Dream, also Once in a Forest and Rooster's Voice, known for her ability to portray real-life situations in a children's book, Adriana Furnetz, our guest on today's This Week in America. Adriana, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. Thanks.
What an excellent book. And once again, another excellent book that you have written. And let's talk sort of about the concept of this. Why is it so important at an early age to teach good values to young people? And you've done it for a number of years. And this is really where it begins, doesn't it?
Well, yes, actually, well, where I work, at a very low socioeconomic school, and most of my kids have a lot of disadvantages. And actually, they need to, you know, you see so many horrible things in high school, kids taking other kids' life, anger overpowering these children that, you know, if only they can learn to understand and respect and you know, how to channel bad emotions and bad energy, you know, that will help them at a future age. Because it breaks my heart when you see all this anger from these teenagers, you know, just blaming other people for any little problem or just not knowing how to cope in such a way that they think that either revenge or just taking their own lives is the right thing to do, and it's not. There are many, many ways of channeling, you know, different emotions. And I think that if you work with children at a young age, when they can learn to do this in a healthy manner, then, you know, they will have the power within to deal with emotions and deal with several things that are normal in our human life, but in a healthier way. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And talk about the challenges of the presentation. You're a teacher dealing with second graders. You know the attention span. You know the words that you have to use to get through and the manner you use to have to get through. It's not like just telling them what you told me a few minutes ago. You have to present it in a certain way. And I know fun and structure are an important part of the process. Talk about that, because the message is lost if they don't grasp it.
Well, you know, you have to show that every day, the way you treat them. When my babies come to me, I don't let them come into the classroom without a hug. You know, I usually hug before I come in with a little anything about themselves, like, oh, wow, I love your ponytail today. You look so cool. Dude, I love your shoes. Anything that will get them that smile when they come in, you know. And
yes.
So when they know I love them, and I do, I adore them, then they're more willing to do things with me. And in class, oh my gosh, you have to be. And I jump on the tables, I play with them, I get on the floor with them. Sometimes they come to me, I work with my Hispanic babies, right? And sometimes I have some kids that, you know, even the third graders last year who I had a year before, you know, for any little thing, oh, my uncle is trying to cross a border, pray with me, or, you know, I miss my mom, or some of them had lost their parents, some of them have parents in jail. So when they come sad, you cannot just tell them, oh, well, we're at school now. You have to get to their level, go on your knees, hug them, say, I understand, it's going to be okay, why don't you sit near me through the day, and if you need to go outside to the bathroom and wash your face, that's okay. You know, give them that space that they need, but with love and understanding. You know, it's not like you don't have to spoil a child and let them do whatever they want, but But they need to know that you care, and they need to know that things are okay. And if they need to scream a little and just walk out for a second, they need to. I need sometimes to do too. I need to scream sometimes and bend, and they do too. And it's okay to be upset, and it's okay to be angry sometimes. And it's okay to count to 10, and it's okay to tell me I'm mad. You know, it's okay. We can work with that.
I get the impression every child in your classroom is an individual. What works for one doesn't work for another. And probably the key to being a good teacher is to recognize that. They can teach all they want about what you do in a theoretical situation. From a practical standpoint, you have to adapt, don't you, in the classroom?
Well, can I give you an example with one of the books?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to show you the cover. Once in a Forest, for instance, this one really helped me in a situation 2 years ago at school. I had done it a long time ago, and I was using it for different things through the years, different characteristics of the bear and the dog. That 2 years ago, one of my babies at school, he lost his sister due to gun violence. She got killed by her door to her house. She was going off to work because of a gun initiation thing. And this boy, he's super nice. He was 8 at the time, and he was really mad. Like, he came upset to school, and he was angry. And, you know, he's such a sweet boy that I knew that this anger within, he didn't know how to express it. He wasn't misbehaving. But for what he told me, and I'm not going to tell you because that was private between him and me, I could see that in a few years, it was going to make him be somebody he wasn't meant to be. It was too much anger and revenge in his voice and what he had told me. So I rewrote it in a different way, and I read it to class, and we did like a little round table where I read the book, you know, and I told them about Baby Bear, who even though there were many bad things going around in the forest, he didn't care what the other people did that was mean. He cared about being himself and just following his heart. So, and it really helped. He felt so connected to him that, in fact, to this day, when I see him, he's going to be in fourth grade, I still call him my Baby Bear. And it was cute because everybody wanted to be like Bear. Everybody wanted to do their part to help somebody. And it was so beautiful that last year we continue with that, and we did this reading for Africa. And again, I read the book and talked about how wonderful it feels to help somebody else. That my class last year read 3,470 books because I was looking for sponsors. And with the money that I got from the sponsors, we helped an organization called Hafer International that provides animals to families in Africa so they can send their kids to school. And they were so happy. They loved it. And this year I'm doing it again, but this year we're going to be concentrating on a food bank, and we're going to be helping a food bank in Garland, where I teach, to help homeless families and families in need. Just continuing with that, how amazing it feels, because my kids in my classroom, I mean, in my school, my kids are in need. 99% of the school is in free lunches, and many of these moms either work 3 jobs. I have teenage moms. I have, you know, their families with families in jail. So these babies, they need to know that even though they don't have enough, they have the power within to give.
Yes. But there's so much more that goes on in the educational process than what you will find in a textbook. And that's what Adriana is addressing now. Her 3 children's books, we're talking about Gloria's Dream. She mentioned Once in a Forest. Yeah. The other book is Rooster's Voice. The books are available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Also, Adriana's website is adrianapernetz.com, and I'll spell that out at the end of the interview. Of course, you can link on to both of those websites and get information on the book at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the messages in the book. Let's talk about Gloria's Dream specifically. Yes. That's the story of a young goat who likes to dream. Talk about talk about the storyline and the message, and then we'll get into the illustration, because that's a big part of it as well. I'm looking at a cover of it now, and it's so beautifully done. What's the storyline of Gloria's Dream? Well,
that one is actually funny. That's more about my son. He's Army now. But when I was going to SMU, I had a professor, Dr. Vincent, and once a week, and her classes, she had a farm and she had goats. And every time she came to class, she would always tell us about one of her goats. And it was hilarious. And then I had this co-worker, co-friend at the college. And one day she came in and she said, "Please, Dr. Vincent, no more about your goats. I had a horrible dream. This goat kept waking me up." And that cracked me up. So when my kids were born, and when they were little, and I will read to them a gazillion books, they will ask me about a different story. So I used to tell them the story about this mischievous goat who did these horrible things at the farm, and his friends had to always fix the problems, and the farmer always had to do something to fix the problems. And my son, who is Army now, he was 5 at the time. So one day he said, "Mom, can we just make goat be better? Because, you know, sometimes you need to help other people instead of goat being so mean. Can he just do good things instead?" And my son used to get bullied a lot at school because he was a little bit chubby and his weight. And one day he came home and he said, "Do you remember the goat story that you used to, you know, sometimes people need to have used their strength to help somebody else in need, because sometimes people lose their strength. And I feel like I have lost my strength right now. And I just need some strength because I'm tired of people saying mean things to me." And because of that, he decided to go into the army. And it was because he wanted to give his strength to people who had not enough strength. So when he told me that, and through that conversation with him, I changed goat to be a goat who, he's still a little bit selfish. He, in this book, you know, you have your beautiful dreams, and he loved the dreams he had because they were always very happy. He loved the little boy in the farm, and they had beautiful adventures when he dreamed. But at one point, the dreams change, and he's getting these horrible nightmares about being sick and not having any strength, and being in this little room and getting horrible medicine, and he didn't know what happened, and he was really upset. So his friend Pig helps him go through this adventure where they find who changed the dreams and why. And then when he began the adventure, he wanted revenge. He wanted to get his dreams back, and no matter what. But at the end, he discovers that somebody else needed that dream more than he did. So that's where he understands. And then when he gave up on what he loved the most, then he got a bigger reward.
You know, what's interesting with that story and with the other books that you've written, Once in a Forest and Rooster's Voice, it really lends itself to discussion, doesn't it? It brings up questions, ideas that you can talk about as a parent with your child can talk about with you, and a teacher you can address with the classroom. It really opens a dialogue, doesn't it?
It does. It's intended to open a dialogue, yes, and to answer many, because kids have amazing questions. Sometimes they have hilarious questions. But they also have good, you know, very good questions that make you truly think, you know, and they need to know, and they need to understand. And life is not perfect. And in life, you will have challenges. And it's okay, because they make you stronger. And they make you learn, you know, good lessons. And everything happens for a reason. And you can always turn a bad situation into a positive one if you have patience, and if you know, but sometimes when you make a decision using your heart, not to gain something for yourself, but to help other people, it always turns out for the better. It really does. So, you know, emotionally, and so I don't know if I'm explaining myself.
Well, yes, you are. And one of the reviews really says it very nicely. In the book we're talking about, Gloria's Dream, one of three by our guest in the program, Adriana Pernetz, says, as we grow older, we tend to forget our sweet dreams of harmony and peace in the world. Exactly what Gloria's Dream invites you to do. She reminds us about the best values of humanity. That's why this book is so much more than a children's book. We need as adults to go back and sort of relive that time when we had that spirit in our heart and we were better people. As we go through life, we sometimes lose that, don't we?
Yeah, sadly, many adults do. Yeah, that's why I love working with children, because yes, even when I go to school sad or, you know, upset about something, their energy and their innocence and even their mischievousness, they just crack me up. So sometimes they do something and I have to put some structure, but I have to try, because it's so funny that I have to, you know, try to put that serious face, but it's just
the teacher look. Yes, you can't laugh, but you have to laugh.
It's just so funny, but it fills you up, because there are truth. Like, I have told many people, I cannot work with adults, because the drama and the I don't know, kids tell you in your face how it is.
Yes,
you know, and I that is important, because it's not they don't do it for, especially in second grade, not to be mean, but they just, hey, this is it, you know? And it helps you go, like, take a breath and say, you know what, you're right. You know what? Yeah, you're right.
Well, so, that's amazing that you actually learn from the kids as well. It's a two-way street in the classroom. A couple minutes left in the program. I think characteristics of an effective children's book, well-crafted stories, which you have in all three of yours, and very well illustrated. Talk about that, because the colors literally come jumping off the page.
Thank you. Well, I have to say, this lady right here.
Ah, yes.
Elizabeth Hudson. She is amazing. I met her by chance, and it was great. I will tell her, you know, I will tell her about the story, and she just brought home this beautiful. She's an amazing artist. I love her work, and I think she did a wonderful, fabulous job putting into.
Well, that's a nice thing about children and animals. They'll react when they want to react, and that's certainly not a problem. That happens in real life, which is what we're talking about here. So this is good. I just, the book, even if your child isn't a reader, they'll see the cover and go, okay, I'll take a shot at that, because it's so well done. And the book is so well done. It's Gloria's Dream. That's the new one. Once in a Forest, Rooster's Voice, the others in the series. What are you working on now?
Well, I haven't begun anything yet. Actually, I get my inspiration at school, so I'll see what problems my kids will bring, and that will turn into an idea. But this one, Rooster's Voice, actually was because one of my kids lost his dad, and he was really sad, and this one was specially to help him cope with the loss of his dad. And then it also helped me, because I lost my parents too last year while I was writing this. So it is a little bit sad, but it's basically to deal with grieving, for children to understand death and how to deal with it.
And they grieve whether they're young or not. They go through the same, maybe differently, but they go through the same process that all of us do. Yes. What are you working on now? You've got another book you're working on?
Well, I have an idea, but it will actually grow more when I start school, because that's, my kids make me think of different characters.
Yes.
And so the idea that I have, I'll see, like, I'll start telling it to my kids at school, and then you'll grow from there. But it's, I always used animals. I love using animals and their personalities, and, you know, impossible situations like a bear and a dog being friends, which is really hard, or goat, you know, going to the moon to find his dreams.
Well, you do such a nice job of incorporating the animals into a story that's not only entertaining, but a story that will stay with these kids for years to come. Our guest on the program, Adriana Pernetz, and I'm going to spell it because that will direct you to her website. It's Adriana, mm-hmm. and then Pernetz, Pernetz, AdrianaPernetz.com. Book also available at bookventure.com in the bookstore, other places as well. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on the book. Adriana, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Continued success. Anxious for you to get back in the classroom, write another book, and then we'll talk about it again on the program. This has been fun. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for your time.
It is our pleasure. Adriana Pernetz, author of Gloria's Dream, also Once in a Forest and Rooster's Voice. You'll find information, of course, link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.